It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Phil Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K-Ram Ramzo, on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU. Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome in, folks. It's Saturday, and yes, I can finally say it's race day. How we doing? I'm the voice, Radio Man Dan Diker. This is the Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, the Magnum.media app. Tune-in apps.
Love the tune-in app.
Both websites. Billy Doc Niles joining me alongside. Kevin Ramsell's on the line waiting for Penguin to show up.
Hey, Kevin Ramsell, who's this stranger joining us this week?
I don't know. He must have been some leftover from a Pitbull concert.
That's got to be, yeah.
They just said, hey, man, you want to go live in Wisconsin for a while? And I was like, okay, sure.
Because everybody wants to live in Wisconsin.
Because they
been in Nevada.
they go from winter to summer. Remember that happened last year?
It just happened this week.
No spring. It just happened this week. Big week last week. I was at the Choice Hotels convention in Vegas. We got a gold ball, which we told you about last week, which was really cool. And I came out 4 digits monetarily wise. I came out 4 digits on top. I dropped a 20 my last night there, and well, the free spins kept coming, and so did the dollars. So yeah, we were in the 4 digits on that one. I kind of like that.
But, I have a question. 4 digits. Is there a period between the two?
There's got to be a period somewhere.
Yeah, there was 4 digits, yeah. Then a period, then a 62 cents.
Okay, just want to clarify.
Yeah, it was plentiful. I guarantee you that. Julie and I almost stayed the entire weekend and let the owners fly back on Friday. Big week coming up this week. Of course, today it's on. Right about now, the gates are opening down below at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. We've got night, afternoon, / party, big day today as the La Crosse Speedway kicks off, 1 o'clock with qualifying. Racing at 2 o'clock, and Billy Doc Niles, we have a post-race party to help kick off the season, something we've never done before. I'll be DJing in the exhibition hall, and no one has confirmed this, but what do you want to bet it's tied in to Mayfest?
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me one bit. Those Mayfesters,
rated PG-13.
They came out in plentiful bounds last night in Toma. They're out on the grounds right now, out here at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. They're all getting geared up. I think they're eating right now because they're going to make their way up here in about an hour for qualifying and for the opening day of racing here at La Crosse.
They were at Toma last night. Tons of campers. Our folks from across the river going to be invading La Crosse Speedway.
And let us recognize our honorable mayor, Scotty Westfall.
Hey, do want to mention one of our sponsors, the Pizza Villa in West Salem. They proudly announced this week that the Villa Pizzeria and Restaurant in downtown Sparta will finally be opening their dining room on Friday, June 3rd. Store hours are going to be noon, Tuesday to Sunday, 4 to 10. That is 140 North Water Street in downtown Sparta. All active reserves, veterans welcome, 10% discount with military ID. Of course, Seth and his wife are a family-owned business, 608-786-2515. That is the Villa Pizzeria and Restaurant, downtown Sparta. They own that one as well. They open up on Friday, June 23rd. Talking about awards, man, oh man, the radio show did it again, Billy Doc and K-Ramp.
Yeah, that's more than humbled to be honored again by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Words just can't describe it. Like I put in my post earlier in the week, thank you to all of our listeners across all the platforms you listen on, whether you're listening live right now or you listen on the podcast or however you catch it. Thank you all for being listeners. We truly do appreciate you.
13 years, the radio show has been on the air with two different radio companies. With first and second place finishes, this is the seventh award that this radio racing show has taken, fourth straight. And I was explaining to Kevin, I think this is my 24th broadcasting award in 30-some years, which I'm humbled every time I get those things. But it's cool. This was the 2022 Media Market Music Station Best Specialty Programming, second place. That's what makes it cool, Kevin, is because usually the AM stations are the ones, and you listen to radio too, that generate talk shows. This is on a music format.
It is. And I think one of the things that's really cool about it too is that this is the Wisconsin Broadcast Association looks at every radio station, and you get thousands of nominees and everything. And to finish in the top three in the state amongst these other radio stations in the media market specifically, it's a great honor. And it shows that people are really recognizing what the efforts that we put in every week for this show.
Greatly appreciated. Of course, Rick Wilson and I had a conversation a long time ago when I was announcing the Cranfest Parade. Hey, you ever thought about doing a TV and radio show? And of course, it's just bloomed from there. And I can't do it myself. And I say it every single time. I say it every single year. If I don't have the likes of Billy, we got the people on the show on purpose. Bill's a former longtime 33-year driver. So
34, get it right.
Well, nobody counts that last year.
And mid-pack, too.
So mid-pack actually cuts it in half. So he raced, 15 and a half?
You're not funny.
That's correct, yeah.
But his insights have been incredible because he's talking from behind the wheel and in the pits. Penguin's stat mind is just incredible. Who won that 1982 Daytona 500? Bang, he nails it out there. And then
Bobby Allison.
Kevin, being the public relations guru that you have with these big touring series for so many years, I mean, this is just a perfect combination, and my hats go off to you three guys as well, man. I tell you what, I don't just take this thing home and go, yeah, look what I did. No, and I put it out there as well that this is a team effort, and man, I just can't wait to see what the future brings.
Go team.
All right. I saw a quick word on Tuesday that I wanted to get out there real quick because, you know, we are huge supporters of the High School Racing Association. Melrose Medoro's making it a lettered sport now.
Talked about that earlier this year with John Eckelberg.
Weir's Machine and Racing Products, for their support of the HSRA, will be giving a $1,000 Tech Trade School scholarship to the 2022 HSRA Series champion.
Oh, that's amazing.
How about that?
That is so cool.
That's great.
Chad and the gang down there getting together. That's outstanding.
Yes, Chad, thank you very much for, the Weir's family has always been supporting local short track racing. You know, it all started way back, I think, in the late 60s, early 70s, when Larry Weir's became the promoter at lacrosse, and they have been nothing but staunch supporters. It went from Larry to his kids, and now they're doing this. That's just amazing.
And you know what, too? I think besides $1,000, whoever wins that is going to probably get a really cool custom-made trophy, too.
It's going to look like a Midwest Tour trophy.
From Weir's, I bet it would be.
Oh, yeah.
Real quickly, I also wanted to pass along as we get into our interview portions of the program. Lacrosse Speedway, a media day last weekend, was kind of humbling. We watched a bunch of cars go around, but then Jason Schaller made a couple of laps. I think he made about a total of 8 laps in the back of a hearse, of course, passing away a couple of weeks ago. That was tough since I'd never seen that done before. Jamie Dummer had his number 24 Sportsman, which will be racing today, by the way. He had that out there. An hour before we get ready to do that, I get word that a guy that's given me crap for 16 straight years, whether it's at the racetrack, off the racetrack, racing smokers, but it's always done in a funny type of way. Bill Englet passes away early Saturday morning. And quickly, Bill, you rubbed fenders with him.
No, I never did rub.
You never did?
No, I never did rub fenders with him. I was on the big track. He was on the little track. You know, Bill and I got along really great. I tell you, he was my biggest supporter when it came to being with you up in that booth, because you're sitting there scoffing food down, and I'd have nothing. And here comes Bill with a big old bag of mini donuts for me. So I'll never forget that. You know, rest in peace, Bill. It was a pleasure knowing you, man.
You know, there's so many families associated with the Schallers. Well, now that Bill Englet passes away, some of those families are tied closely to the Englet family as well, like the Whites. I remember them guys racing together. I remember when Chuck Deary stuck Bill in a limousine during Smash-O-Rama night one night, and he jumped a camper with it.
He'll stick anybody in anything if they're willing to do it. You know, Bill is one of them who's helped him out with these crazy ideas that Chuck's come up, and I think we all have at one point, so... So it's not going to be the same not seeing him there this afternoon.
Just getting started on this Saturday. We got to get out of here pretty soon. 1 p.m. is qualifying at the Lacrosse Speedway. 2 o'clock racing begins. To talk more about that, the promoter, Chuck Deary, in his 28th or 29th year, is going to be joining us. Greg Oliver, promoter of the Tomosport of Speedway, is going to join us. And late model driver Adam Benzik, a regular up in Minnesota, maybe a regular at Lacrosse this year, and he could be a dark horse at looking at a championship. We're going to talk more about that next. On the Midwest Race Report, Vaughn Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies love country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. For 7 years in a row, Big Boar Barbecue has been voted the best barbecue and caterer by the people of La Crosse County. I am humbled by your praise. We work our hardest to provide good food and service to any size group, from a small lunch to large wedding reception. We can provide full service or just drop off the food for you to serve. The dates are filling fast, so call us today. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
We'll be right back.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. The Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. This afternoon, as soon as we hang up the mics, well, we're going to go pick up a couple of Speedway mics because we've got some qualifying to do for day number one at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Another big season coming up. Can't wait to get things kick-started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And yes, folks, we're going to let you know how you can get your tickets online. Day of the event still. As soon as we're done talking with the general manager and track promoter, Chuck Deary. Chuck, welcome to, what is this for you, season number 28, 29, somewhere around there?
It's more than that.
I have no idea. I don't keep track. I know I started in 87, and it's been 30-some years.
Okay, so here, let's do the math. I've been married 32 years, and you started 3 years before I got married. Let's just call it 35 this year. 35 or 36 sounds about
right. He wants more gray hair coming out. We get things started here this afternoon. Chuck, 2 o'clock, first off, the biggest news. That was announced during the postseason and the winter time was the new track improvements there in the quarter mile track. I was out there Saturday, and man, I'll tell you what, that looks different from what most are used to seeing.
Yeah, it is. I'm very happy that the track has been resurfaced to, and it allows us to bring in other divisions. It had 30 some years of hard life on it. And it needed to be replaced. And, you know, thank goodness for the Ag Society and the fans supporting the 50-50 to get it, you know. They will keep supporting it because it got more expensive and we had problems getting the track put in and stuff. But nonetheless, the nice thing about the 50-50, the fans see the improvement. It's directly to them. It's not a mystery in what happens. And but the bottom line is the track is repaved, and it should be kind of interesting today watching the guys go out there, kind of be a little skatey for them. But I think they're going to be, you see nothing but big smiles for the racers that pull off that track because it'll be definitely a smoother surface and a little bit more racier.
Well, Chuck, one of the things I thought helped in getting this going was when you added that 50-50 tote board in the infield at Oktoberfest 2 years ago. That generated a lot more interest than even I thought it would, and a lot of that money had to help getting this quarter mile done.
Yeah, you know, I went to some other venues in my life here, and they did 50-50, and they had a tote board there. I could see how important it was for sales, and so I brought it to the Ag Society, and we put it up, and you're right. It's just nice to watch that thing climb. It's fun. It is fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's fun. We got a couple tickets. So you got a horse in the race, so to speak. And it's just cool to deal. And it again, ultimately, it's a win-win-win for everybody. You know, the track wins with a better improvement. The fans get to see something. They get to see their improvements, and they might come home with some cash.
Actually, what's the depressing part about that is when you're sitting down in Victory Lane watching them numbers go up and you don't have tickets in your wallet. Yeah, I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah, get that fixed by 50-50.
You know, speaking of, hey Chuck, it's Kevin. One of the things you talked about is that you've gone to like different racetracks and such, but you also have gone to the race promoters RPM workshops. What are some of the big takeaways you got from this past winter's workshops?
On race operations, it's not too much. And I think there's no secrets in this industry what other racetracks are doing. And, you know, we still just chat amongst racetracks throughout the season to see what's working for them, what's not. But the big pitch this year, or big deal, is the social media and live streaming racing and stuff like that. It was new a couple of years ago, but now it's critical to the short tracks. We're now part of the Flow Racing network through NASCAR. So, you know, there's, I think 50, 60, 70,000, I don't know how many, there's a bunch of subscribers. So you could sit at home and watch, you know, 40 different racetracks race on a Saturday night, and you could tag in the lacrosse speedway and watch the features or whatever. But I think the pay-per-view, live stream, and the social media exposure that way has been the current trend in the industry. And but you know, the auto racing, how do you improve on that product? I mean, it's awesome. No. It's not the two teams. I mean, I'm preaching in the choir here. It's not two teams that are playing. It's 24 teams that are playing at once.
And exactly.
Bring that on. So it's definitely you know, that product is awesome, and you know, you just want to make our fans' experience better.
You know, Chuck, you broached the subject I was going to ask you about already. We got a lot of listeners across the country, you know, from one corner of the country to the other, and even one up in Alaska. And they've watched qualifying, and they're kind of depressed that they can't watch the races. What are the details on how they can get on to Flow Racing this afternoon and catch this afternoon's races?
They just get on the you have to subscribe, and I think it's $150. And you just subscribe to Flow Racing, and then you just click on you know, which state or where they have racing, and I think it's alphabetized, and watch it. It's relatively simple and process on the consumer end, and it's fun. So I bought a subscription a couple weeks ago, and fully intended to watch some other racing and stuff, but I've been misbehaving on Saturday nights here for the last couple weeks.
So another change happening this year is Hornets are now a NASCAR sanctioned division. Talk about what led to that decision.
Well, you know, the Thunder Stocks, Beer Stocks, Hobby Stocks, you know, essentially the same division, are near and dear to my heart. But those cars are 35 years old. I mean, they're antiques. There's just the supply of those cars are no longer out there. And you saw that dwindling through the car count over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years for sure. And it was just time to make the change where the Hornet guys have really stepped it up and have some very nice cars. It might as well bring those into the NASCAR fold, race them every week, and then just do the hobby stocks, you know, kind of like we did the Hornets once or twice a month. So I thought it was a good exchange. You know, I hate to break a tradition, but it was a tradition that needed to be adjusted, and so we did. So I'm happy for the Hornet guys. They're going to be pleased being part of the NASCAR All-American Series.
Couple more minutes with Chuck Deary, promoter of Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Of course, a lot of the big shows are coming back. These are the real big ones, Smash-O-Rama, Night of Destructions, the 200-lap Big Cheese Enduro. I got to noticing on next week's schedule, something I don't think I've seen as long as I've been announced at Lacrosse, are twin 20-lappers for the late models and sportsmen.
Well, the sportsmen are running twin 15s.
Okay.
It's double features for both of them. We're not going to do any heat races and stuff just because of the complexity of that type of event. But the sportsmen guys have been asking me for 15 years to run doubles. And all right, I'll finally cave in. And I just think it'd be a neat twist. And, of course, with the rule changes to that division, it'd be a neat twist. And so we're going to give it a try, see how it goes. We're doing that twice this year.
I know, Kevin Ramsell, we were talking before we started taping. The one thing you wanted to ask Chuck about was the almighty Oktoberfest races.
Yeah, anything big coming up this year? Or is it too soon to announce about some big screen coming this year to Oktoberfest?
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Again, going back to improving the fans' experience, well, we will have a video screen in the infield so the fans can follow along. It'll be the live stream broadcast. And Greg McCarns and I were at Fest, and we had that party trailer set up there and had the live stream on the TVs up there.
Yeah, a lot of kudos
for
that.
We were watching the fans. Yeah, we were watching the fans watch the races on the racetrack and then turn back and watch it on the screen. And, well, like,
I was,
okay,
I was watching it from the infield.
I could never see down that far.
Well, now you'll be able to see it because it'll be a big deal. It's on a portable trailer, and
I get confused enough announcing on certain nights out there. I'm not going to watch anything else but the racetrack.
Yeah, it'll be different. But, it's just like I said. It's just something that needs to be done, and we feel it needs to be done, and so we're going to do it. It's just quite the investment for well, Greg, myself, and IMCA Racing, and Speed Sport TV, we all got together and bought the thing. So, yeah, it'll be fun. And if anyone wants to rent it, we'll certainly rent it out to you for your part of your graduation. But it's a fun thing. But again, another nice fan improvement, and look forward to seeing that in action.
All righty, we got to let Chuck go. He's got a lot going on here. His qualifying is going to kick off in about a half an hour. I got to go down, tune up the vocal cords, and we're going to kick off day number one. Chuck, it's always a pleasure to have you back on the program. A lot of people say that I never sleep because of all my tasks. I think you are right up there nip and tuck with me. Chuck Deary from the La Crosse Speedway, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. Look forward to seeing you at the after race party.
All righty, that's coming up right afterwards tonight. I can't wait for the after race party. That's going to be something new. That we're going to be doing this year is the after race party. And, of course, we talked about that earlier. When we come back, hey, let's find out more about the Thomas Sparta Speedway with Greg Oliver, the promoter, in his fifth year. That's next in the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Big things are coming this year to the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more, and the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post HQ in downtown West Salem.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121. And work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Are you tired of the typical fundraiser? Well, Big Boar Barbecue can offer you an alternative. How about a pork dinner? Pork, beans, and slaw. A complete meal. It's different, it's fast, and it's easy. And you don't pay for what you don't sell, guaranteeing you make a profit. So if your church, school, sports team, or special cause needs a fundraiser, call us today. We've helped all sorts of groups raise thousands of dollars. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Toma Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Oh, here we go, door handle to door handle. Back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Once again, welcome back, Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. It's K-Ram, it's Doc, it's The Voice, Radio Man Dan Dyker. Another big night of races, night number two at the Toma Sports Speedway. Last night, we're going to talk a little bit more about the probably one of the biggest schedules I've ever seen put together, and I've been there since, 2007. Promoter in his fifth year, Greg Oliver joining us. And Greg, I tell you what, man, you really, really got a cracking on this schedule during the wintertime.
Yeah, I decided to try something new, step out of the comfort zone a little bit. I think we've grown and progressed to the point where time to try some new and different things and see what happens.
Of course, we've already knocked out the season opener. I had the kids' rides last night. You know, I was in Vegas last week, so I didn't get a chance to announce. I missed my first ever track opener. Where did all of those hobby stocks come from?
I don't even know. We were talking about it like the next day or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I think I got like seven or eight hobbies last night. And
you're like, no, 17.
Greg, you had 17 of them. I'm like, holy smokes.
Gretchen Clements, yeah, I was watching when I was up in the Minneapolis airport, Doc, and she just put a five-second thing on to tease the Hobby Stock feature, and I counted 17. I'm like, am I missing Hobby Fest?
Must be. You know, Greg, Dan mentioned the schedule, and an aggressive schedule it is at that. You've got late models returning for this three-race Triple Crown Series. Talk a little bit about that this year.
Yeah, I want to bring late models back to Toma Sparta Speedway. I know that we can't support them on a weekly basis, but a lot of tracks are running these, you know, live for five type deals or, you know, a three race thing. And I thought, you know what? I think that's what we need. We bring them in three times plus the Big Eight show. I think that's our limit, and I'm excited for it. And from what I'm gathering, I think there's a lot of racers want to come give that a shot as well.
Of course, Triple Crown races are June 3rd. July 22nd and September 2nd. Kevin, I know you had an interest in asking Greg about that Big Eight race.
Yeah, that Big Eight race is, there's one of the things I think people are curious about, and I don't know if you've had any conversations, but there is one late model driver who's won at every Wisconsin asphalt track except almost Sparta Speedway.
Oh!
Any thoughts of if whether or not he's going to show up or not?
I haven't heard one way or the other, to be honest with you. I'm hoping he does, but I'm hoping he doesn't win for about four or five tries, so he keeps coming back.
Well, you know, it all started in a bar about 3 years ago. We were down at the Rockford Short Track Nationals, and it was Greg and I, and it was Ty Majeski, and it was Dan Lensing, and a couple others, and we just kind of kicked it around. Well, then he and his mom, or Susan and I, started texting on the way back home, and she's like, he's won in every single track that runs late models. I'm like, we're still asphalt, or we've ran late models. So the other day when I posted about the schedule, the only person that liked it on my Midwest Race Report page in the first 5 minutes, Ty liked the Big Eight part.
Nice.
So maybe there's a little bit there. We're going to find out. Greg,
I don't know how that matches up with his truck schedule. I haven't even looked that far ahead yet. But
would you rather claim stake to every asphalt track in the state or a truck race that someone's going to punch anyways? Did I just say that out loud?
I didn't hear a word.
Greg, three late model races. It's not been tried. The CWRA has been out there successfully. I was there the night that a former promoter had about 20 late models sitting outside the front gate, and it was cold. He decided to cancel it and not tell anybody. What are your thoughts heading into not only race number one and two, but number three for late models?
I'm excited. I think that the time is right to bring those cars into Toma Sparta Speedway. I think our race fans are ready for it. I get that question a lot throughout the summer. You know, when are you bringing late models, or you guys don't run late models? So I think it just adds another layer of whatever you want to call it to what we do here at Toma Sparta. You know, just to elevate our game and show them what we can do here.
Again, Greg Oliver joining us on the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Game of Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. You've got some other big races coming up here again. Hobby Fest Part 3 is going to be coming up, but of course, the almighty Timmermeyer Memorial.
Yeah, it is. We've kind of, when I look at the schedule, I'm like, I'm not sure if there's a quote-unquote regular Friday night hardly on the schedule this year. We've, the Timmermeyer Hobby Fest, you're bringing the Legends cars and the Bandos back, some vintage modifieds. I'm really excited to see those guys. I tried to shake it up the schedule so there's something for everybody. If you don't like what we're doing this week, come back next week and we'll show you something different.
Hey, talk about having Legends there this year. I see I got Legends are on the schedule.
I mean, I think those are cool little cars. We tried them a couple years ago. It didn't work out so well for us. The first race that they came was good, and the second one didn't work out so well. But yeah, I wanted to give them a try, and we took a couple years off, kind of regrouped, rethought about it a little bit. I'm working on getting them, actually working as we speak, getting them on the INEC sanction. So they're kind of registered for those national points. Same thing for the Bandoleros. So I think that will help us track cars and keep cars coming back. So I'm excited. I think we can put on a good show here with those cars on a regular basis. And we got them three times this year, and if they support it, we'll try to bring them back a few more times next year.
Greg, one of the things, I can hear you, the enthusiasm in your voice, and, you're going into your fifth year as being a promoter of Tomo Sparta Speedway. Is it still still feel like a newness for you being a promoter for before you were just like basically were an official? And also, how does that race on January 1st really help springboard Tomo Sparta Speedway's season?
Every week it feels like a new week. I don't know. I tell people all the time that guys like Greg McCarns and Chuck Deary, they make it look so easy. It is not. Let me tell you, it's 6 days a week during the summer and, countless hours over the winter time. But, when I feel like I probably have a little bit of a better understanding of what I'm doing and what's happening, but, do I feel like I have my, firm grasp on it? Absolutely not. It's different every week and every year and try to learn from it and depend on guys like Greg and Chuck and, whatever promoter I can bend an ear on to learn more. We go to different racetracks and sometimes we just go take notes and Stacy and I, my wife, well, hey, let's try this or hey, that's kind of cool. So it's nothing I feel comfortable that I know what I'm doing on yet, but as far as the January 1st Enduro, I think that helps get people, it gets us noticed because there's nothing else going on in the Midwest racing at that time of year. So whether they come out and watch that race or participate, they at least see our social media stuff out there and kind of puts us in the back of their mind come race season, I hope.
Looking at the schedule here right now, and lots of big events going on all year. Lots of touring series coming in all year, starting this coming Friday with the Mid-America Series returning to Toma.
Yeah, that's they didn't come last year. They were Tim, the guy that bought the series from me. He kind of regrouped and kind of kept it closer to home, if you will, down around the southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois area for that first year to get his feet wet under it. But his whole goal was to come back to Toma Sparta and support me and what we're doing here at Toma Sparta. And I'm excited. I think they're starting to turn that program around. They've got some good sponsorship and sounds like good participation, racers coming back that have been gone for a while. So I'm excited to see what kind of a show they can put on here.
One of my favorite traveling series to announce over the past couple of years again. Next Friday night, Mid-Am Stock Cars. It's going to be Hobbies, Hornets, Six Shooters, Minivans, and the Chaos Event will be the second over-the-line wins, and we've even gone five wide on that one. Greg Oliver, the promoter in his fifth year at Toma Sparta Speedway, kudos. Yeah, you're getting things figured out, man, and we're making it fun every single Friday night.
Absolutely we are. Yeah, it's if they're not having fun, they're not going to come back, so we just... We keep trying to do what we can to make it a fun night of racing for mom, dad, and kids. And we got a little playground put in here that kids have been having fun over there. I didn't realize how many kids there were in this place until we put that little play area in. And there's a lot of kids here.
All righty, Greg Oliver, check him out, TomasportaSpeedway.com. Look him up on Facebook. Really appreciate you joining us. We will see you next weekend.
Absolutely, guys. Have fun, and thank you.
All righty, Greg Oliver right there on the program. Coming up next, well, we're going to talk a little late model driver racing at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway with Adam Benzik of Minnesota. That's next, the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up, son.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies love country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Now back to the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Once again, welcome back to the Midwest Race Report, Vaughn Country 101.3 AM 1460, the Eagle, the Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
The TuneIn app.
And both station websites. Thousands are listening, especially as I podcast this on Spotify, Apple Music, and I always forget the third one.
Magnum Media.
Magnum Media now.
You know, it's Magnum Media, but there's another biggie. See, it's Spotify, it's Apple Music. Oh, Amazon Music.
Amazon. Yeah. There you
Jeez.
Go.
Presented by Hope Chunk, Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Gentlemen, we had on late last year for the first and only time, is going to be back on right now. He's going to be appearing in the late model division here this afternoon at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You're not going to be able to miss his car because I think he will be the only one, Billy Doc Niles, that has a star on the side of it, and that is Adam Benzik out of Elko, Minnesota. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on again this year, and I appreciate it.
We're doing fantastic. You know, a lot of guys have got the word that you may be appearing more than once at lacrosse. Same thing we get, what's it been, 3 years in a row now, we keep hearing Jacob Gady's going to run a full season. Then, of course, he scares a lot of people, but then he never does because his other track opens up. A lot of people have asked me, hey, is this Benzik guy going to be here full time? So let's just throw it out there. What's your plans this year?
Of course, it goes straight in that question.
Didn't want to dilly-dally.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go straight to it. So we have not committed one way or another to our home track or to lacrosse. It just basically is kids and logistics wise and everything like that is our primary reason.
Hey, Bill, watch
we're
this.
Gonna take it.
Here's a selfish.
We're gonna take it 1 week at a time.
Wait, hold on, Bill. Here comes a selfish plug.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I run a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, you can continue.
So that's definitely helped make that work, you know, as far as that goes. I've gotten enough out of my wife where I think that she would come down with the kids once a month if we did choose to race there full time. But like I said, we're just going to take it 1 week at a time. TR, my crew chief, is also a big yes or no to that as well. He helps run a golf course, and their summertime is obviously their busiest time. So it'd be, you know, I can't do it without him. He means too much to our program, and would need his go ahead on that if we were to as well. So a couple things, if we start out the year having a good couple runs these first couple weeks, we'll be having to make a tough decision. Also, you know, your guys is, I really appreciate the level of invitingness or whatever you want to say that you guys have brought to me in our race program. Feels like a family there. Feels like you really care. I appreciate all those things. It's really making a hard decision for that stuff.
Except for Kevin Ramsel, because that's why we have him on the phone. We don't trust him to be here in the studio.
Sure, for sure.
And you know, I try to send your wife a friend's request this week. I'll know if you're running full time because she hasn't accepted it yet. If she doesn't accept it, then I know he's not coming back across the river.
Oh, yeah, that'll be.
So she's actually on a little girls trip right now, so I'll have to give her a little grief about that. So get her respond for sure.
Adam, you've been running really well at lacrosse when you come down here. You had a great Oktoberfest last year. Talk about how much fun you had.
And you won the Big 8 race, or won the qualifying races in 2020, I think.
Yeah, you've been a good couple of years here.
Yeah, 2019 and 2020, we won qualifying features to get into the main show for the Big 8 race. Sucked in qualifying for both, like actual, you know, single car qualifying for both those races. So we ended up having to fight our way in through those qualifying features. But nonetheless, it gave us a good opportunity to have a couple good runs the past, you know, 2019, 2020. In Big 8, and then last year the car was just awesome. There's just not too much I could say about that, but the car is handling great. We ended up winning that first feature, most exciting, most thrilling, you know, race of my life, winning by 0.001, 6 inches, whatever it was. I mean, it was just really cool. So that type of win like that, and not, you know, not starting on the front row, coming from a few rows back, to get there and all that stuff, it's built my confidence up going to lacrosse, and it's made it a lot of fun. When you got a good handling car, it's a lot easier to go there. So we'll see how this weekend goes. And we were just out there for practice this past Saturday. Car was really good. We had old tires on there from last year, and car handled well, and we couldn't have expected any more. So,
all right, now
we'll see how the Saturday goes.
I got to ask you before Kevin jumps in here. Now, you notice he said he had old tires on from last year.
Mm-hmm.
His last practice session, he pulled on a 1988.
On Oktoberfest tires.
On Fest tires.
He took care of them bad boys over the winter.
He and Degenhart and I think Bachman were all in the 19 second range, and they were all texting me, hey, what is Benzig's times like? I'm like, I ain't saying nothing, man.
Just say fast.
Kevin, go ahead.
All you got to do is go on Race Monitor, for crying out loud. By the way, does your kids like swimming? Because there's a nice swimming pool at a hotel in La Crosse.
And a huge breakfast.
That's what I heard. Every weekend, you know, as well, too. So.
And a mighty, mighty breakfast.
They're like a couple little fish, actually. So.
When you run La Crosse and run at the other track, is there a big transition as far as how you have to set up the car? Do you got to take it back to the shop, basically tear everything down? Or is it a pretty easy transition for you?
So we have two different cars. Okay. We have our Elko car and then we have a lacrosse car. Our Elko car, the preferred motor over there is a crate motor. So that car is kind of set up around that type of engine. Going to lacrosse, we do have a built motor. So the setups are similar in some aspects, but I feel like the driving part of it is totally different. Elko, I think you really have to have your setup really dialed in. The driver has obviously input on that, but if the car isn't handling like it should be, it's tough to get around that track. Where lacrosse, I feel like why I like it so much in coming there is there's a lot of different lines and entry points that you can take, and you know, the amount of braking you apply, or if you let it roll a little bit more, I feel like there's a lot more driver input. So if the car isn't quite spot on, you can adjust your line a little bit, where that's a little bit more difficult to do at Elko. So being a little bit creative is kind of cool.
Adam, also the likes of Panitsky and Mergic, Jacob Gady, I'm sure you've had a chance to talk with these guys, whether it's lacrosse or back in Elko, about what maybe their setups are when they run lacrosse. So I'm sure you've had a little bit more advice than just what you've gotten on the track by yourself.
Yeah, Nick for sure. Nick Panitsky for sure. Jacob and Nick Mergic, I mean, I know them. We race with them and everything like that, but we don't really share anything back and forth as far as setup-wise stuff goes. But Nick Panitsky, you know, he's been very instrumental in helping us with this transition to lacrosse. Without, you know, his help and setup-wise and shock-type stuff and everything like that, it'd be really difficult to be doing as well as we are, for sure.
Okay, we're talking with Adam Benzig here. Adam, we got a little less than a minute left here. Why don't you talk about some of the advertising partners that are going to help you get through the 2022 season?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Pro Service Automotive. That's our auto repair shop in here, Prairie Lake, Minnesota. Creeks Bend Golf Course in New Prague, Minnesota. We have Giles Outdoor Services. We have Pizza and Pasta in Prairie Lake. And then new sponsor this year, Strike Force Bowl out of New Prague, Minnesota.
Hey, Kevin, did you hear that? We're getting pizza and pasta in the Fest Tower for Fest this year.
I do like my chicken and fettuccine Alfredo.
Chicken and fettuccine, okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
With some extra Parmesan and breadsticks or French bread, whatever.
Yeah,
you
but here's the question: Fredrickson usually brings us about 12 different styles of cookie and about 5 dozen of each. How many pizzas of a different variety can we expect? We've got room.
Don't answer that.
Oh, I'd say at least a dozen. You guys ever have pizza pasta before?
No, never have.
Oh man, it's good. I grew up on Casey's Pizza.
Well, I know the announcer at lacrosse, and I know the pit reporter, and the guy that co-announces with me. I'm sure one of us can give some extra mentions in for pizza and pasta.
No, yes, we could.
Perfect.
Well, the two guys in the tower would be eating while the one in the pits will just be complaining about us eating all the food.
That's what makes it better, though.
Yeah, but I can walk over to Adam's holler and get me some.
Oh, this is true. Adam Benzig drives at number 21 NASCAR Quick Trip late model. You'll see him on the track this afternoon. Adam, it's been a ball having you on the program. And again, you better tell your wife to add me on Facebook, or I'm going to start getting some different notations out there. Hey, we'll see you this afternoon.
You got it. We'll see you shortly. Thank you.
All right, Adam Benzig, he's got the Star 21. He'll be out there doing battle with the NASCAR late model local boys here starting at 2 o'clock. When we come back, well, Reichert's going to give a rewind, and I'm going to give some TOMA results. This is the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming with Scott Sindel's Your Grown-Up Getaway.
Would you like a job making people happy? Well, I believe we can help you out. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering has openings for both full and part-time work, days, nights, or weekends. Need to be free on weekends or need to be done by the time the kids get out of school? We can work with that. We need hardworking, energetic people who love to make people happy because our food makes everybody happy. Join the team at Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
Oh Gold Ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a Gold Ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Get ready. Here comes the Penguin. It's time for Reichert's Race Rewind on Bob Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
All right, race fans, let's take a look at the results we have to talk about here. We'll start with the Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modifieds that we ran Tuesday night in Swedesboro, New Jersey. First time wear alert. Ryan Godone claiming the victory. Thursday, the first night of the Deerland Showdown at Mississippi Thunder, Lucas Schott won the U.S. Modified Touring Series feature. Bobby Pierce took the World of Outlaw Late Model feature. Night two, Friday night, saw Jonathan Damport win the World of Outlaw Late Model feature. Jake Tim, the U.S. Modified Touring Series feature. Red Cedar, oh my gosh, they had a dilly of a time trying to get their season started. They were supposed to start April 8th, got rained out 3 weeks in a row, finally got things in on the 29th. But unfortunately, the heat races only, the rain came, preventing the features from being run, so they had to make those up with the regular show last week. Mark Hassler won the Wissota late model feature that had to be made up. Shane Hawapka, the one that was Wissota modified feature that had to be made up. Daniel Bargander won the scheduled Wissota modified feature.
But it was scheduled with, so the late model feature unfortunately ran the curfew, so they will have to make it up next Friday night. Tolma got their season started, and the Franklin Flyer claiming the victory in the modified feature. Billy Preetzel kicking off his 50th year of racing. Saturday, Benji LaCrosse won the IMC modified feature at 141. Dan Rail took the IMC modified feature at Beaver Dam. Cedar Lake had their spring sprint car special. Adam Hensel won the NASCAR modified feature that was a part of that show. 60th season kicked off the Dells, and Quattro Quattro Mike Litchfield won the Pro Late Model feature, and the Iceman Dan Howard the modified feature. Jason Erickson won the season opening late model feature of Jefferson. Carson Macedo, taking a break from his World of Outlaws sprint car racing, won the 410 sprint feature at Knoxville. John the Real Deal Beal won the Super Late Model feature at Marshfield, and James Swan won the Midwest Truck Series feature. At Rice Lake, first time winner alert. Jack Rivard won the Wasota Modified feature. 75th season at Rockford kicked off with Jake Kiley winning the NASCAR Late Model feature. At Shawano, Troy Springborn, who won the Dirt Canes Tour race a few weeks ago, won the Late Model feature. First time winner alert in the IMC Modified feature. Jaden Schmidt claiming the win. Final race of the year for the AMA Supercross Series in Salt Lake City. Jason Anderson wins his third straight. Eli Tomac is the champion. ARCA Menards East Series was at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Sammy Smith the winner. The North-South Super Late Model Challenge taking place between the ARCA CRA Super Series and the Southern Super Series. William Byron, making a little jaunt from Darlington, claims the win in that race. Dylan Fetchel won the CRA Jags All-Star Tour race that also took place at Nashville. Badger Midgets opened their season at Sycamore, Illinois. Jake Newman the winner. Scotty Thiel won his second IRA sprint feature. They also ran Sycamore. Pass North Tour at Oxford, Maine. Cole Butcher the winner. Final night of the Dairyland Showdown at Mississippi Thunder. Dustin Sorensen took the big bucks in the U.S. Modified Touring Series feature. And Mike Marlar won the $50,000 to win in the World of Outlaw Late Model finale. And Sunday at Dubuque, it was Luke Merfeld winning the IMCA Late Model feature. And first-time winner alert in the IMCA Modified feature, Jaden Fryer. Very much doubt that driver is related to a famous short track racer from the South, Freddie Fryer. All right, well, Dan, doesn't look like your favorite son is rain, go away here.
Well, Paul, you got that right, man. I have not heard that song in a while, and I'm not doing any rain dances, and I'm just going to eliminate that song from anything that I know of, because we rained out at Tomo Sparta Speedway last night, and of course, we didn't have any rain. It was one of those nights, one of those days, you never knew what was going to happen weather-wise. So I went to Street Drags at La Crosse Speedway last night, and man, oh man, oh man, do they have a lot of pickup trucks out there, a lot of black smoke being thrown up in the air, but a good crowd for opening night for Street Drags. And quite a few cars in the pits. Coming up next, Tomas Sparta Speedway. It's a big one. It's one of my favorite traveling series to announce. They're going to invade the Tomas Sparta Speedway with a Mid-American Stock Car Series. Also, it's going to be Hobbies, Hornets, Six Shooters, Minivans, and the Chaos event will be the second over-the-line wins. Then the weekend after that, another big one. It's the Midwest Dash Series Godfather 30, and then the first of three Triple Crown late model races. It's going to be June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 2nd. I think since I've been there announcing since 2007, first time I've ever seen anybody try to pull off not one, but three late model races and calling it the Triple Crown, which I think is really cool. And then you've got the other big ones. Tim Meyer Memorial is going to be there. How about the Big 8 Late Models? Oh, man. Does Ty Majeski show up in a Big 8 Late Model? Can he? If he does show up, does he win? And does he claim stake to winning on every single asphalt track in the state of Wisconsin? That's going to be an interesting one to see if he shows up. Hobby Fest as well. That'll be part three. Tomas Sparta Speedway on Facebook. Check them out. Hey, we almost got to get out of here. We've got racing on a beautiful Saturday. It's a sunshine-filled day. A lot of people are out. Hey, the Minnesota folks came over. It's Mayfest and a lot more. We're going to see you at the La Crosse Speedway here pretty soon. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Turn it up. Club song.
With a country girl,
a true American patriot with deep country roots.
Songs about me.
It's Trace Adkins and Runaway June performing live Saturday, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Ladies for country boys.
Trace Adkins and Runaway June. An outdoor concert event, June 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend concert and enter the gaming floor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the big eight late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Back one more time, Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, plus some
pizza.
Fantastic folks.
Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, Dells Raceway Park, Triple 60 tonight, Big Boar Barbecue, Silverado Saloon, downtown West Salem. Bring in that pit pass or that wristband. Gretchen Clementson, Century 21. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow! The Toma BP, TACU Credit Union, the Toma Sparta Speedway, the Comfort Inn in Onalaska, the Midwest Race Connection, and J&L Collectibles. Thank you all for being advertising partners in the 2022 season.
They've got two races at the Dells tonight, don't they? Two,
yeah,
big
they
ones.
Their triple crown series starts tonight with the late models 60 lap feature, $1,000 to win, and the legends got a 30 lap feature, $500 to win. Both of them part of the triple crown series this season.
And that's a pretty good cash. Look at the rest of the schedule at DellsRaceWayPark.com. Billy and I got to go. Kevin's going to go take a nap. We've got qualifying to do and racing getting away at 2 o'clock. This has been, on behalf of K-Ram, Kevin Ramsel, the doctor, Billy Doc Niles, I'm the voice, Radio Man Dan Dinker. This has been the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.